Hi, this is your girl, Nishayda Moore, and today I want to do a podcast on a subject that's kind of been trending on social media. Last week, I did a subject or topic on Thanksgiving, talking about the holiday blues and how people are sometimes feeling a certain type of way or how people are dealing with things, you know, being the holiday, etc., etc. I want to talk about the holiday blues, but in a different form, ladies and gentlemen. Today I want to talk about a subject. I gave it my own personal title. Yes, I gave my own personal title. So if somebody used this, then you know Nishayda Moore started it. Opportunity love. Yes. It's in the air, ladies and gentlemen. It's in the air. Opportunity love. What do you mean to say by opportunity love? Well, where there's an opportunity, there's love. Love will follow. That's what I mean. Exactly. It means exactly what I said. Opportunity love. Yes. I just want to go in a little bit about it, and I'm sure you already know where I'm going. People that follow me, they pretty much know how I talk as far as on the podcast platform. They know, you know, pretty much how I'm gonna come. I just want to touch bases because this is the holidays and a lot of people basically are looking for opportunity love. And it's an opportunity to love you. It's an opportunity because you have a place to stay. You may have a car, right? That type of opportunity. You may have food. You might know how to cook. You might have a clean house. You might, you know, whatever the case may be. Your kids may have moved out. You may need a partner. I mean, whatever the case is, it's opportunity love. People who thrive on the opportunity to love you because it's an opportunity for them. It's a benefit. Be careful if this is not what you want. If you want real true love, you're going to have to kind of wait it out and or pray it out, meditate it out, whatever out you're going to use to get through this holiday season so you don't be a victim of the opportunity love syndrome. You don't want that. Why? Why, Nishay? Why I don't want that? Now, let me just be very clear. If you out here and you doing your thing, and I mean, like, you know, you out here, you doing whatever you want to do. It's cool. You know, you fair exchange, no robbery. You not looking for no love. You just want a companion. Then this is not for you. I'm talking about the ones or the people that really want a relationship. Not a situationship. Not companionship. They want a relationship. A mutual situation between two that is agreed upon. And it's just mutual. You know what I'm saying? So it's really hard to see what people's motives are. I mean, I understand this is a very short season, but at the same time, you know, it's a lot of opportunities out here when people become available. For some reason, it's a lot of people that become available around the holidays. Have you noticed that, ladies and gentlemen? People become available around the holidays that are normally single. Now, all the time. It's not necessarily because they want to be in a relationship. They want to be in an opportunity relationship, a relationship based on opportunities. Like, you're going to take care of me. I'm not feeling well, so you're going to be there for me when I'm sick. What you're supposed to do in a relationship. But if it's just a benefit for a temporary basis, then you need to move around and you need to really analyze the person that you're with. This is not a game with some people. Some people really put their life on the line for these type of situations, and they really, really want to be in a real relationship, you know, with real love. And I know that's rare these days. You can't find real love like that all the time. You know what I'm saying? And it's always best to be friends before you be lovers. That I always recommend that you do what you want. You're grown. I can't tell you what to do. I can only give you an opinion, you know, what I feel is best. And it's based on testimonials and based on experience. So my opinion, you know, you should always be friends before you be lovers. You should get to know somebody. You should get to know where they are. See the companion. See if you're equally yoked. See if, you know, things that you guys have in common versus things that you don't. Things that you like versus things you don't like. These are all very important things in moving forward with the relationship. Your wants. What are your wants in life? I mean, are you guys going to be happy together? Are you guys going to move forward together in the right direction? These are all very, very vital things that you need to check out before you get close with somebody. Not because they made you feel some type of way because they know what to say and when to say it and how to say it. They looked in your eyes or whatever, or they came looking a certain type of way. I mean, that's temporary. How are you going to be with this person on the long term? Is it going to work out? Is this going to be something that you feel that you can deal with? Find out their history. You don't have to dig into their past because, trust me, the bones will fall out. Yeah, I said it. The bones will fall out. Things that people try to prevent you from knowing, you eventually will find out. They'll eventually come out. You know what I'm saying? So it's just really sad. What's that saying? It's a slogan that, you know, I learned from an older person. What don't come out in the wash should come out in the rinse or whatever. So you're going to find out things that you know, people try to prevent you from finding out, but you don't have to rush them. But the main things they should be able to, give you the information off the top. You know, that's it. That's all. But opportunity love, you got to be careful that because you know this is the holidays. People are looking for the benefits. You might make more money than them. They might need some bills paid. They know that you're generous. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And it's not all about money, ladies and gentlemen. Opportunity love, people don't always come for just monetary. It could be just a place to stay. It could be you just know how to treat a person. You keep a warm, clean house and they want somewhere to, hang out during the wintertime. You know what I'm saying? Cuddle up, cuddle buddy. You know, it's a lot of reasons. You just have to basically research or look into information about the person that you're dealing with, because it's not always going to be a cakewalk. Everybody's not going to offer any information, you know, all the time. And I get that. I get it. But you're going to have to do your homework on the person. You know, if you let a person come in your circle, come around you, especially your children or your family, you know, you got to be careful just who you're bringing. And you got to kind of know who is this person you're bringing around. You know, and if this setup is all good for you, then you don't need to be listening to my podcast. Because I don't like it when people get on the podcast and say, well, this is not me. If it's not me, then if it doesn't apply, I used to say this in all my podcasts in the beginning. If it doesn't apply, let it fly. Let it fly, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't want to be speaking to the crowd that it doesn't apply to. It's people out there that's listening to this podcast and they're going to say I'm dead on the money. I'm spot on. So if this applies to you, then this would work for you. You don't want no opportunity love. Because see, when the spring come and the summer come, the opportunity is gone. It's gone in most cases. They're going to find every reason to let that, you know, fly with the wind. And they're gone like the wind. So why even put yourself in a situation where you're setting up your feelings, emotions, and your life around an individual that really just want to be in a situation with a benefit for a temporary basis? It's very temporary. It's a very temporary situation. And if this works for you and you want a temporary situation, then this is something that you need to work out. This is for you. This is for you. But if it's not for you and you want something serious and solid and you want a real solid foundation and relationship with somebody where you could build, you know, start as friends or whatever, and you get to know each other and grow, guess what? This wouldn't work for you. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's a lot of people out here looking for an opportunity relationship. Now, they want the relationship when they're ready. It's kind of narcissistic if you ask me, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you a man or woman, you're kind of narcissistic if you're doing this in the situation. Because you've basically set up a relationship that benefits you, basically. And it's all about you in the relationship. You want the relationship to benefit your needs and your wants, and you haven't even really considered, in most cases, the other person's needs and wants. And that's not right. That's not right. And I'm not going to get into that. But if the person is not on that page, you shouldn't go around and do that to people that's, you know, that's not really available like that. They want to be in a real relationship. You know, a lot of times people want to be in a real relationship. And I'm not saying everybody, because there's some people out there that do not want to be in a relationship. They do not want to be in a relationship. So with that being said, I'm going to close and I'm going to just basically, I'm going to close and just let you know, opportunity relationships, beware, opportunity, beware. This is something that you do not want to do. Nishayla Moore is out. I just wanted to tap in on the podcast and let you know about the opportunity relationships. This is something that's going around. It's very seasonal and it's around holiday time. So you're going to have a lot of people that are dealing with people just for opportunity. Opportunity love, opportunity relationship. Nishayla Moore is out. You guys have a wonderful holiday. And I will be doing another podcast, at least maybe one or two before Christmas. But beware, if this is not for you, then you need to maybe consider something else, or just wait it out until Christmas is over and the holidays are over, and you might run into your real love. Nishayla Moore's out.